Hi, this is Anita from the Global Trade Gal. This month I'm talking a lot about different things to do with product design and product development. You know, product design and product development's been a lot on my mind lately. I've been personally doing a lot of product design and product development. And of course, it's at the key of everything that we do. It's a very important aspect of almost anyone's collection, whether you're doing toys, water bottles, you're even doing scissors, pens, pencils, or like we're doing home decor and home furnishing, or if you're doing fashion, it's, you know, the developing the right products is extremely important. But, you know, it doesn't always have to be with the most expensive tools around. And one of the tools that I really love, and even if you're listening out there and you're not a product designer, but you'd love to be able to play around a little bit and learn some things, I highly recommend, if you have an Apple iPad and an Apple Pencil, that you download the Procreate app. Now, the Procreate app is just under $10. That's it. You don't pay any more for the app once you paid the $10. But it's actually a really, really powerful design tool. And let me explain some of the reasons why and what it can do. You know, Procreate for me holds a very special place in my heart as a product designer. And I feel like it's really an underrated tool for product design, especially for the home decor and home furnishing industry. There's many reasons why I love Procreate and why I find it such a great and useful tool. And here's some of the reasons why. First of all, Procreate has a whole bunch of brushes. So there's a brush for every type of texture you want to have. So if you have a body, which I've been doing recently, taking 3D bodies, and then I've been putting textures on those 3D bodies to show different looks, different finishes, and actually they look extremely real, then Procreate has a brush for it. Or if it doesn't have a brush, you can make up your own brush and that you can have a brush for it. So basically, it's unlimited what you can be able to do with this app. You know, Procreate is extremely user-friendly. And this really is a great thing about this app, that almost anyone can get on there and learn Procreate. It's an extremely user-friendly app. There's a lot of, it allows you to import a lot of different things like photos and other things, so you can import and apply a lot of unique finishes. That's what we do, and I use that a lot, where I import a lot of different finishes, a lot of different things that I want, and I'd be able to import it in there so it can look as real as possible. I love how it's been revolutionized with 3D design. So I've been using Procreate a lot with another tool called Shaper 3D, and I've been exporting out of Shaper 3D and putting it into Procreate. Now, it's not quite as easy as you export into one and you import into another. There can actually be some complications that I have found with it. And actually, in my next podcast, I'll be going into more in depth into this and some of the things that you will need to do and look at if you are going to use a program like Shaper 3D or even Blender or Fusion or any of the other, hosts of other 3D programs, and you're going to import them into Procreate. There are a few things that you need to be aware of, and one is UV mapping or UV overlay. So it's not just as easy as you can export from one and then import to the other. I wish these programs worked together better so that it would be that way. Especially I wish that Shaper 3D and Procreate worked together, but that's not happening so far, so you need to find a workaround. You know, technology, anyone that works in technology knows it's never straightforward and it's never as easy as it seems to be. And in fact, a lot of times it's quite complicated. But despite that, the fact that you can even do 3D designs in Procreate is fabulous. And the fact that, you can import an OBJ or an USDZ file. So anyone who knows 3D files should know those two names, that you can import that into Procreate. Now, Procreate does have a new program, which is a 3D program. I've actually purchased that program, but to me, it's really set up for animation. So if you're looking to do 3D for animation, that is probably the program that you want to use. Procreate now has a brand new 3D animation program. But if you're like me, not looking to do animation, you're looking to do strictly 3D product design, then you need to use another program like Shaper 3D or Blender or another program to really do your 3D shapes on. The other thing that we really love about Procreate is that Procreate really helps us to simplify our color palette. Every year we set design trend colors, and we will look at, you know, all the different home decor paint companies, what they're doing. We will look around what others are doing. We will kind of use our gut feeling. Here's what we think. And we will set about four different trends each year. And these we'll give these trends different names, and we will give them each a different color palette. So I love the fact that Procreate makes it very simple for me to have this color palette already at my fingertips. So when I'm designing, I don't have to look the color up. I don't have to go find, the hexagon number or something else to input it into a program. That color is already there on my color palette. That color palette is labeled, and it makes it very easy for me to be able to do the design and work with my color palettes. I truly believe that for me, 3D modeling and 3D product design is the way of the future. And as things are getting easier with things as Procreate and, Shaper 3D, that this is really the wave of the future. But of course, sometimes 3D can be a little complicated, and it can be complicated between these. But I do feel like anyone who's in product design, if you're out there and you're listening to me, I do feel like there is a great marriage between Procreate and Shaper 3D and the design world. And especially for, designs which need maybe to have some specific finishes on them, looks on them. Maybe you want to have specific art on them or other things like that. They can do a really great job with that. And I feel like there's this perfect marriage between them. But there's also some problems too, which I'm going to talk about. But I love the fact that between both of them, it can help you really, unlock your creative freedom. You can get some realism with some precision in there where products actually do look really real. If you'd like to see some of the things which I've designed, some lamps and other things, you can go onto my blog post, which I have written for this month on it with Procreate, a powerful product designer tool. And on there, you'll be able to see some of the designs and other things which we created. And those were all used, all created using Shaper 3D and Procreate. You can go on there and you can see, some of the different things that you're able to do, the finishes you're able to put on, different lampshades and other lamp finishes you can put on too when we were designing some of the lamps and some of those type of things. We really love how, this can help to streamline the design to production process. By using, two of these programs, if you can, take the time to learn them, and actually a third program you need to be able to learn in all of this is Blender. And I'll explain that a little bit more next week as to why, Blender needs to be put into the mix between the Shaper 3D and the Procreate. But if you can learn those programs, then you can, bridge the gap between the artistic vision and the manufacturing requirements. You can save a lot of valuable time. And it can enhance communication with your clients and others. You can be able to show them, hey, look, here's what we're looking at as far as a product goes. And as a design goes, here's the design we're looking to put onto it. And you can really unleash your creativity if you look at some of these programs there. So if you're not yet looking at these programs, I highly recommend that you look at them and consider them, and especially Procreate, because Procreate really is a great little program. And it doesn't cost anything. You just need an Apple iPad and a pencil, and it only costs you under $10. And you're free to go, and you have all the different things that Procreate can do. We will put a link to our blog post that I've written on this in the description of Procreate as a powerful product designer tool. So you can go on there and you can check some of these different things. And you can check some of the reasons why we love Procreate and why we think it's a great tool that's really underrated when it comes to product design. We hope that you've enjoyed this, that you'll give us a thumbs up, that if you have any questions or comments that you will let us know, and subscribe. We'd love to have you be part of our channel. Thank you so much for listening and being part of our community, and thank you to our technical team who has put this all together.